What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this article right here is a prime example of when a man finally reaches the end of his rope. When he finally reaches the point of no return, all he needs is one final push. And this man got it. Now, this article was sent to me by Eagle Eyes, and it was published on the 23rd of February. Man offlines his wife, says, quote unquote, he'd rather go to prison than to deal with her. Yes, gentlemen, this man was pushed truly beyond his line. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! An elderly Florida man is behind bars for allegedly admitting to the police that he terminated his wife in their home over the weekend. William Elwood Simmons, 80, is charged with first-degree termination in the deletion of his wife, Nancy Simmons, 83. William called 911 to report his wife's deletion himself, allegedly telling dispatchers that his wife was quote unquote down and I'm just sitting here. When officers arrived from the Orange County Sheriff's Department, Nancy was face down in the kitchen. She was unresponsive and had a gunshot wound to her upper body. Next to her on the floor was a shotgun and one spent shell casing, officers said. William spoke to investigators at the scene and said that he and his wife had been arguing in the kitchen over going on a cruise. Nancy cursed at him repeatedly, prompting William to go to his bedroom closet and retrieve his shotgun. Officers said that he returned, pointed the gun at Nancy, and threatened to pull the trigger. Nancy allegedly replied, "Fuck you, you bastard." Officers said William then shot her once, offlining her. After reading Williams his Miranda rights, officers said that he blamed his wife's dementia for his actions. He said that, quote unquote, he loved the old Nancy and that he would rather live in prison than to deal with her now. William is being held without bond in the Orange County Jail. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, one has to ask, was this woman truly suffering from dementia? Or did he finally get to the point where he got tired of excusing her bad behavior and using dementia as an excuse to make himself feel better? One has to ask. One definitely has to ask, especially When you look at the attitude of the current modern woman, everything that they've been allowed to get away with, yeah. Oh, yeah. But hey, this man finally reached the end of his rope. He was pushed beyond the point of no return. And he finally said, okay, okay, say something else. Talk back one more time, bitch, and this is going to be the scene of a crime. And she said, fuck you, you bastard. And those were her final words before departing her mortal coil. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home, gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, the shotgun of slaughter, I'm gonna give that a 20. Psychological impact, the cops had to come, see her carcass with a big shotgun blast in it, gonna give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, we all know, a shotgun blast, center mass, not a good way to go, not a clean offlining. We're going to give that a 20. So William Shoddy Simmons gets a score of 90. Gentlemen, as I said at the beginning of the year, the termination train is going to be packed with fresh souls. This was an elderly man. What are they going to do? Oh, we're going to give you life in prison. The man had already resigned himself to his fate. He said, I'd rather be in prison than to live with this woman. You can't punish a guy like that. He already said it. Yes, I'm going to join the Three Hots and a Cot retirement plan. He's getting exactly what he wants. So, once again, can you truly punish a man that has already resigned himself to his fate? No, you can't. No, you honestly can't. Yes. It is absolutely diabolical that this man said, yep, I'd rather go to jail. I can't deal with this woman. We'll go ahead and do what needs to be done. But, ladies, far too many of you for far too long have been allowed via the system and weak men to get away with some of the most heinous things when it comes to your boyfriends or, you know, or just any man in your life. You've been allowed to get away with all types of stuff. However, now more and more men are emerging, especially younger men are emerging and saying, yes, at bare minimum, if you do something to me, I'm calling the police. Yeah, all of this, you know, men need to suffer in silence. Yeah, the younger generation of men are throwing that rule out. You piss them off, you fuck with them, yeah, they're going to do something. Call the police. And now, a lot more men are saying, you know what? If you get physical with me, guess what? I'm returning fire. And a lot of women are stunned when men actually decide, yeah, you put hands on me, I'm returning the favor. Equal rights, equal lefts. It is what it is. Yes, ladies, the newer generation of men, they're not letting you get away with your bad behavior. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there, that have been allowed to get away with your bad behavior for so damn long, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power that society lets you continue to believe that you have is rapidly going out. Feminism, the Duluth model, the belief that men are not going to retaliate when you decide to fuck with them, that thought process is going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, this new environment, yeah, men are no longer taking it. They're not taking it. And when it comes to it, they will no longer take any prisoners. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.